are, and this is the reason we bought it, the water is right there.
The waters of the Buren flowage are no more than 10 feet from the porch of Mike Spranger's second home.
The sun sets right through those openings. Sets late in the year, it sets down there, but during the summer, it sets right across the river from us over that, in that opening.
The 1,500 square foot house is just 10 minutes from Spranger's main residence in Wisconsin Rapids. He and his wife bought it in 2015, mainly as a refuge for their four grandchildren.
I tied some flotation devices, like tubes and things like that, off from the end of the pier. They would run off the pier, and that was an obstacle course for them. Boom, 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 and then they'd jump off, they'd swim up, back in. They did that for hours, literally till it was too dark to do it. And that was just, it's been awesome.
The Buren flowage is created by a dam on the Wisconsin River a few miles downstream. The dam helps power the ND paper mill in Buren. The flowage is one of more than 200 in Wisconsin, and many, like this one, have a quirk in property law. Under the state's public trust doctrine, no one owns the water. But private companies often own the flowage bed underneath the water. It's never really been a problem for homeowners on shore, says Tom Larson of the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
For at least the last 140 years, the general rule was that if you owned waterfront property on water that was a public waterway, you were presumed to have riparian rights.
That is, you could do things like put in a pier, even if it touched a company's property on the flowage bed beneath. That pier right is the reason Mike Spranger bought his property on the Buren flowage, even though the Consolidated Water Power Company owns the land underneath.
Well, I don't know if you see this up north, but they own it for
But that precedent was thrown into question in 2018 when the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled a Price County landowner could stop his neighbor from putting in a pier because he owned the flowage bed underneath. By the way, that neighbor was his sister. Here's Larson on the Supreme Court decision.
I don't know that they truly understood the gravity of the situation unless they've been involved in real estate transactions and looked at deeds of property.
The ruling could affect all owners of property abutting Wisconsin's hundreds of flowages by restricting the ability to place piers.
There's currently those rules in place. So do you guys have examples of where you've had...
Larson and his allies are hoping to see a bill passed that would effectively reverse the Supreme Court decision and ensure pier rights.
Questions from members? Seeing none, thank you.
The bill got a hearing in an assembly committee last week, and support was far from unanimous.
Mr. Chairman, we do have serious concerns regarding AB 551 as currently drafted.
That was Scott Souter, the president of the Wisconsin Paper Council, speaking in opposition. Bill Skews, the executive director of the Wisconsin Utilities Association, went even further.
The enactment of the bill would be unconstitutional. The proposed legislation would violate the U.S. and Wisconsin constitutions by a taking of property rights without just compensation.
Opponents of the bill say that kind of shift in property rights could put hydroelectric companies and paper mills out of compliance with their federal licensing. Plus, Skews said, utilities have always been good neighbors to waterfront property owners with respect to pier placement.
And we will continue to do so regardless of the Supreme Court decision.
At his house on the Buren flowage, Mike Spranger doesn't buy it.
That's bullshit. And it's all at the whim of the guy who's in control.
Spranger could foresee a situation in which the flowage bed owner, Consolidated Water Power, blocks him from putting in a pier, or maybe charges him a fee. He's concerned enough about the situation to have appeared in video ads for the Wisconsin Homeowners Alliance supporting the Protect Our Piers bill.
I'd like to urge all property owners to call their legislators and ask them to support the pier bill.
Spranger's worried the value of his property could drop without the right to put in a pier. He's a realtor himself and figures his property value might be cut in half without that ability.
Personally, I'm like, God, I don't want that to go away. I don't want to deal with it. This is what I bought. I want what I bought, and I don't want to lose it.
More than property value, though, he's thinking about the ability of his grandkids to enjoy the water. After all, they're the whole reason he bought the place at all.
Those grandkids aren't going to get any younger. You know, there's a window here for us to enjoy with them at the ages they're at.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Wisconsin Rapids.